Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. With me now is Assistant Secretary for Health, Dr. Howard Koh. At the 2012 meeting of the American Epilepsy Society, Dr. Koh described steps that the federal government has taken in response to recommendations in the Institute of Medicine's report titled Epilepsy Across the Spectrum. Dr. Koh, what new priorities has the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services adopted in response to the IOM report?
Well, first of all, Eric, we are very proud at the Department of Health and Human Services to pledge to accelerate progress that we made in 2012 to strengthen coordination of epilepsy-related activities across the entire department. The release of the report was so exciting for the whole country and for our epilepsy community. And here at the department, previously, we had agencies like NIH, CDC, FDA, Health Resources Services Administration, HRSA, and others doing very important work. But that IOM report really galvanized the commitment here, and we're very proud of it. The recommendations from the report asked us to coordinate better on areas like data, surveillance, and research, advance educational efforts for the public and for professionals, and very importantly, improve access to appropriate care. So for 2013, we've already made efforts and commitments to advance those themes. So for example, in 2013, the CDC is developing a monitoring system for SUDEP, sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, and that'll be a critical data and surveillance effort. For public education, we have a number of other efforts that I'll be talking about in just a minute or two. For tracking progress across the country, we are doing monitoring through our Healthy People 2020 process to make sure that people are getting access to appropriate care. And then a final key theme, Eric, is effective self-management. We now understand that epilepsy is not only a common but very complex condition, and it's complicated by a number of comorbidities. So stressing good self-management and educational programs for patients and families will be critical for us this year.
Okay. Let me ask you about a specific program that you're undertaking. What is the goal of the Now I Know media campaign created by the Centers for Disease Control?
So we're very pleased that in partnership with the Epilepsy Foundation, the CDC has helped develop a number of public awareness campaigns, and that partnership resulted in late 2012 of the Now I Know campaign, which is the first ever video contest campaign aimed at supporting newly diagnosed individuals with epilepsy and their families. And we're very excited about this because we asked the epilepsy community to share their experiences, to provide advice and educate others about this condition, and also to send messages of encouragement and hope. And in this way, we want to break down the social isolation that often tragically comes with a diagnosis. We're also at the CDC working with the Epilepsy Foundation for new educational materials and outreach that are culturally competent, targeting Chinese and Vietnamese populations, for example. So we're very committed to outreach and education that's culturally and linguistically appropriate.
Now, let me ask you about a concept you alluded to before. What is self-management for people with epilepsy, and how is CDC trying to promote it?
Well, self-management is a key theme in public health these days. And so, for example, we have found that in areas such as diabetes and asthma, where the condition is complex and then treatment and side effects and comorbidities can all make the situation even more complex, that self-management is absolutely key for good treatment and also good quality of life. So for epilepsy, self-management really encompasses three major themes. Treatment management, like medication adherence, seizure management, recognizing seizure triggers and trying to minimize them, and then lifestyle management, reducing stress and maintaining strong social support networks. So the CDC and other parts of our department have led the way to strengthen self-management programs, to evaluate them, and then to disseminate them. We, in fact, have a so-called Managing Epilepsy Well Network that's led by CDC in this whole area. And there are a number of programs that are available on the web. Something called WebEase, Web Epilepsy Awareness Support and Education, is one internet program that advances self-management. PEARLS is another one, program to encourage active, rewarding lives. And a third example is something called UPLIFT, using practice and learning to increase favorable thoughts. These and others are all listed on the Emory website, and we want to help people manage their own conditions as best they possibly can and really have the best quality of life possible.
So how is the Food and Drug Administration attempting to identify risk factors for a sudden unexpected death in epilepsy?
Well, as I mentioned in the talk, Eric, and have referred to earlier, SUDEP is a major concern for everybody in the community for obvious reasons, and we're trying to advance research there as much as possible. 2 years ago, there was a very important meta-analysis of critical randomized trials looking at possible risk factors for SUDEP, and we are now going through our own efforts to identify all the relevant controlled studies of anticonvulsants in this area to add to that database and advance the field. So we're very proud that NIH, led by the National Institute on Neurologic Diseases and Stroke, is currently funding research on SUDEP. As I mentioned before, the CDC will be helping to monitor these trends now, starting in 2013. And so we hope all these efforts will help us better identify the key risk factors that's involved in this tragic aspect of epilepsy.
Now, FDA is investigating whether results from adult trials of epilepsy drugs can be extrapolated to children. But is the agency actively encouraging the discovery and development of new pediatric epilepsy medicines?
Well, we at the department and at FDA are always urging sponsors to initiate pediatric studies as early as possible in the development of their drugs for a number of conditions, and not simply wait until adult development is complete unless that's appropriate. So in this regard, we are looking for new trial designs for very young patients with epilepsy. We understand that every case is different, and we're trying to advance the science here so that we can discover new agents that will be helpful to kids as well as adults.
How has the Health Resources and Services Administration's Project Access helped improve care and outcomes for patients in underserved areas?
Well, we're very proud of this effort by HRSA, and in fact, a full evaluation of Project Access is underway and will be completed sometime this year. But we already know that this project has been very successful in helping children and families create seizure action plans for themselves. It's helped promote public and professional education, which is key. It's developed some online materials for parent support groups. What's very, very exciting is this whole effort has developed a telehealth network to serve children and young adults in three states, Nebraska, Michigan, and West Virginia. So we are looking to advance these efforts and try to make sure that access to appropriate care is maximized. And by the way, Eric, we are also very proud that HRSA has been a key agency in advancing the whole concept of patient-centered medical homes. This is a major theme that's been accelerated by the Affordable Care Act. And we want this theme to apply even more appropriately to people with epilepsy so everybody can get the care they need and deserve.
Can you elaborate on what patient-centered medical homes are?
Well, the old model of care in general, Eric, is an individual provider taking care of an individual patient, a fee-for-service model. And in this day and age with health reform, there's much more an emphasis of a team-based model where a group of providers is taking care of a patient, not just in the healthcare setting, but also helping with self-management on the outside, as we've talked about before. And it's very, very important that patients are at the center of this, so they get really good coordinated care by teams of providers. That care is tracked through high-quality electronic medical records, that patients have access to information and care in a timely manner, and the quality is achieved. And those are some of the themes for patient-centered medical homes that we want to apply to people with epilepsy as well.
Well, Thank you for your time, Dr. Koh.
Thank you very much.
This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.